Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You can take this to the bank. Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful words of the King. Jesus is coming again. I hope we can spend some time talking about that refrain I woke up with on my mind this morning. Or here's another song that I've been thinking about. It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, when Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own. Okay, Clyde, enough of the memory lane songs. We have more immediate things to talk about. And I ask you, what is more immediate? I'm sure you're thinking about it, but while you are, let me say something. Jesus is coming again, and you can take that to the bank. So, today we are going to talk about it. Many people don't like to talk about the second coming of Jesus for one reason or another. For me, there was a time that there were two things that I wished would never happen: death and the second coming of Christ. That's because as a child, I loved life and what the future promised. You would grow up and move away from home, get to live a life of pleasure, and be able to do things that you were not able to do as a child. You know, grown folks stuff. As a child, your future looked good, and each birthday just brought you closer to your dream. So I did not want death to come to me, and I certainly wished that Jesus would schedule his return for another 1,000 years, or never. Jesus is coming again means different things to different people. As a kid, it was not something to look forward to. While my parents, they would get all excited and dream of Jesus coming the next day. If we go by our calendar, Jesus was around on earth about 2,000 years ago. Back then, he had a group of guys he mentored and prepared them to take over his mission after he left earth. That was one thing they did not like hearing about. They wanted Jesus to stay with them forever. Well, Jesus, he raised the topic with them one day in a unique manner. On this occasion, there was a built-in promise of a dream coming true. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's the New King James Version of John 14, verses 1 to 3. You might have heard that scripture read maybe at a funeral of a Christian adult, but this is not something that we talk about much these days. We talk about politics and wealth and sexuality, or whether you are pro-Israel or pro-Palestine. We love to talk about the future, but only our favorite topics, the ones that provide us with the hope of a better life, a better world, a world that is made right by the collective efforts of humans. So we can vote for the right person for president, or can we stop the wars in the Middle East, or can we find a cure for cancer, or any such thing, but leave the issue of the second coming of Jesus to those religious folks who are way past 70 years and have nothing else to live for but to dream about this Jesus coming again story. He's not coming again, and if he does, it won't be anytime soon. That is the thing. He said it 2,000 years ago and it has not happened. So why do you think 2,000 years later we should believe that it is going to happen anytime soon? Think about it. Two kids meet and fall in love in their freshman year in college. One is planning to become a neurosurgeon and the other plans to be an engineer. They promise each other they would finish college and grad school and at least get a good job before they get married. Fair enough. But do you know that with each passing year, the wedding is getting closer and closer? Their friends are curious. Their parents are hoping they would get their education out of the way before this wedding. And they themselves are conflicted as to how much longer they can postpone it. But all signs point to this wedding. That is the same thing with Jesus, except with greater certainty. It is not a wish. It is not a dream. It is not some made-up theory. Jesus is coming again, and you had better get ready. Why, Clyde? Why the rush? Two things I want you to consider. We do not know when we are going to die, and we don't know when Jesus is coming back. We can live our lives safely and avoid such things that would cause us to die, but we have no control over death. At the start of this week, I heard of an accident in which several people died, including a teenager. I also heard of a murder case in which four members of a family were killed, including two teenagers. And I heard of an old person who died of cancer. Death does not respect you regardless of your wealth, race, nationality, position in life. It comes to the young and the old. The second thing is that Jesus spoke of some signs that when they happen, when some predictions that he made start falling into place, know that his coming is just around the bend. So since we do not know with any degree of certainty when either of those things will happen, what should we do? Simple. Accept Jesus into your heart. Be ready for one or the other. If you believe that he died for you and you ask him to save you from your sins, that, my friend, is the surest way to be ready for any of these two future events. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I leave you today not with parts of a song, but with one of my favorite Bible passages. I don't mean to be a downer, but today I want you to be ready. I want you and me to meet up in heaven. Here we go. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17. My friend, Jesus is coming again. It's no joke, and it is not way down the road. It is sooner than you think. It is a certainty, and you can take that to the bank.